The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to In Flight Running, the radio show with your host, Coach Michael Merlino. Get ready to run strong and go the distance with expert run coaching advice to take your running to new heights. Whether you are just getting started with the sport or ready to shoot for a new personal best at any distance, we have something to offer runners of all skill levels. On your mark, get set, go! Here is Coach Michael Merlino.
Hello, TGIF, and welcome to the In-Flight Running Radio Show, episode number 12. I'm your host, Coach Michael Merlino, and I'm a Houston, Texas-based running coach and fitness trainer. Today's show is sponsored by our good friends at Run in Texas. Run in Texas offers a full menu of over 20 fun off-road races across the great state of Texas. Their next Houston area races include the Southern Star Brewing Company's 5K in Conroe, Texas on August 1st. And the Galveston, Texas Sand Crab Nighttime Beach 5K, 10K run, that's on August 8th. You guys can go to runintexas.com for more info. If you guys are ever visiting Texas or the Southwest Texas area, check out the race. It's a great way to grab a race while you're in our great state here. While you're at the website, check out the full line of Run in Texas races. They've got over 20 across the state of Texas. A few show reminders, guys, today. You can listen to this show live every Friday at 11 a.m. Central online at voiceamerica.com. Click on the Health and Wellness channel to find the show. You can also listen to every show live anywhere by downloading the Voice America app for Android or Apple. Can't listen to us live? Then you can listen to all previous in-flight show episodes on demand by subscribing to the show by way of podcast on iTunes for Apple users. Or Stitcher app is best for you guys that are on the Android platform. Just search for In-Flight Running. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/inflightrunning or follow us on Twitter or Instagram at inflightrunning, okay? So today I'm going to take some live callers. I'm kind of feeling like a loner here, guys. I need some calls, man, spice it up a little bit. So if you're listening to the show live, no matter where you are in the world today, you can call in our studios here in Phoenix, 866-472-5792. And we'll pump you right in here live and answering your questions you may have. We're going to cover gait today, running gait, but anything running in general, if you have any question, go ahead and give us a call. That's 866-472-5792. Don't forget about our reality run coaching contest where two lucky listeners can win an online run coaching program. So if you're interested in that, send me an email at info@inflightrunning.com. Put remote coaching in the subject line. And a quick little note on why you think or why you need some free run coaching, okay? We'll be announcing the winner on that soon. All right, today's show. So what do we have on tap for today? Today we're going to discuss proper running form and gait, some tips on improving what causes some of these gait flaws in runners that cause problems and a lot of times create injuries. And like they say in any sport, you need to know the fundamentals. And since the sport of running is so repetitive in nature, small improvements in your running gait can make, I've seen as a coach, make a huge difference in your how efficient you are when you run, and also, as I mentioned, reducing your risk of injury. Towards the end of the show, I'll offer up some ways you can assess your own gait or have those maybe assessed in your own local area so you can start working on improving that gait. I think everyone needs improvement, maybe with the exception of Meb. But we all have room for improvement, and you can make it up big time with just improving your gait. So let's get going on talking about gait and posture today. So what is gait, guys? Gait is usually defined as posture while in motion. So that makes sense to me, and that will probably make sense to any of you guys that are out there that are runners because you spend a lot of time on your feet, especially those of you who train for marathons and half marathons. This is better known as the manner in which you walk, step, or in a runner's case, simply run, okay? So in the sport of running, it's a series of muscle contractions. You use pretty much every muscle in your body to run. Constant motion as you move your body forward in motion, okay? So this motion would include foot strike and plant, foot plant at impact, pushing off the toes, stabilizing the hips, your spinal alignment while you're doing that, your head position, your arm swing. We're going to go into all those details a little bit later. So all that includes is really gait when you run. Sounds kind of complicated, yet running is probably the most natural human movement than most people could do. Once you get your groove on, you kind of get used to the sport, okay? There's certain things that make up good running gait and posture, but gait is, I found it's a very individual thing. We don't want to force the body to do something it's not used to doing naturally, but there are ways that you can improve it. It's just like a motion in any sport. Looking at, say, a baseball swing, for example, there's fundamental ways to swing a baseball bat, but there's varied stances. There's different ways the players approach it and still generate the same result. So I look at it as runners at the same. I think you should run naturally, yet be aware there's things you can tweak that can really take your running to the next level, okay? As a coach, I'm always assessing gait, okay, especially since I actively run with my marathon training group in Houston. So I'm a clipboard guy sometimes in the Gatorade truck, but, you know, half the time I'm out there literally running with my runner. So I'm looking at their gait, giving them tips on the fly, as I see maybe flaws in what they're doing, okay? So I freely offer up advice to people while they're running. And last year when I trained for the New York City Marathon, I kind of took this crazy gait stuff to a whole level, and I really was aware of it with my own training because I did a lot of my running on my own, so I was kind of forced to do that. So, and I did find you can teach an old dog new tricks. I'm 51, guys, and did some simple things with my gait. I really worked on my arm swing efficiency, my foot plant, how my toes absorb that shock when we hit the ground. We'll talk about that later. So I saw some big gains in my gait and my speed and my turnover, just tweaking about two or three different things. So little things do add up, okay? Gait can change. I want to make you aware of that. So what your gait is now may be different if you gain 10 pounds, if you lose 10 pounds, if you obviously have a baby and trying to get your baby weight back, if you change shoes, things like that. So just working on these things, you know, you got to realize too that things can change in your own life that can automatically change your gait, like, you know, weight loss and all that, okay? But if you really, and gait is a really, I found it's a real, it's a mental thing as much as a physical thing. It's really taking these tips I'm going to give you today and putting them into your brain and trying to make those come out the other end, and what I'm trying to describe as proper form, okay? Your gait can change dramatically over your lifetime. So obviously as we age, you know, we're not as stable, our posture kind of not as good as it was maybe when we were 20. So you got to be aware of that. My gait's probably different. I was a lot more muscled up when I was younger, and I'm a lot lighter now. So my gait's changed dramatically in 30 years as a runner. I'm actually thinking about going back and maybe muscling up a little bit more and kind of meeting in the middle, because I think I'm a little bit too light now. So kind of the seasons of life, you got to realize that gait can change. So it's kind of a moving target while you're trying to get all this stuff correct on the form and technique. So I've found also, because I coach 70% females. Females are taking over running, man. I got 70% of my marathon, half marathoners are females. They have more of an issue with this because their weight fluctuates with their monthly cycle. They're built to have babies. They have wider hips, which makes it tougher for them to stabilize from their pelvis, which makes them more susceptible to things like IT band injuries. And obviously, when they have a baby, a lot of women's shape changes forever. So that's something that you can mess with your gait. If you take a short break from running, if you take a long break from running, it's not quite learn how to ride a bike. I've found that folks that take too much time off, it's almost like they're really knocked right down to ground zero. The brain thinks they're that same runner but they have to totally relearn how to fire those muscles and how to relearn that gait. Okay. Because of ground contact and the weight-bearing nature of running, it's not quite the same as things like cycling, for example, okay? And you never forget learn how to ride a bike, but you get pretty rusty at running if you take a layoff, okay? That's another reason why in my group in Houston, I don't have an off-season. So we have a spring 12-week program coming off our season so people can keep that gait rolling and not lose it, okay? I'll tell you what, one thing I want to mention too on gait. Those that keep running, even if they bring their mileage down in the spring or like say they're between races, that's, you know, as long as you get out the door and do some type of running, it's better than nothing, okay? I'm a big believer now that people should really be getting out the door almost every day and running. Now, I write schedules for marathoners that are maybe 5 days a week, half marathoners maybe four, depends on skill level. But 1 mile is 1 mile. So I dropped my kiddo off at basketball camp this morning. So I did a warm-up jog with him there and back. So quarter of a mile, not a lot, but it adds up. So I think that helps you practice your gait also, okay, by just keeping active and not having too many days in your training schedule where you have too much of a lull, where you're just not getting that training in, okay? So, you know, through the seasons of life, you know, your gait can get sloppy or need to be adjusted depending on, you know, who you are as a runner. And, you know, what your race goals are too are pretty big, okay? So, I tell you what, guys, we're going to take a quick break. Quick reminder to runners in the Houston area that registration for InFlight's marathon and half marathon distance training program is open through August. So if you're looking for awesome support, a proven training schedule for your race, camaraderie with other runners, and great coaching, consider InFlight Running. We now have a three payment easy pay plan, so you can spread out your membership over 3 months. Check out the website at inflightrunning.com. You can email us at info@inflightrunning.com for more information. So let's go to break. When we return, we'll talk about the major components of gait. We'll return in 3 minutes.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you been struggling to lose weight, get in shape, take your fitness to the next level, or train up for that next big event or race? Maybe it's time to hire a professional to help you build that momentum you need. Fitness trainer and running coach Michael Merlino can help you get back into the fitness game with results-driven programs focused on your health and athletic goals. Michael offers a wide array of services in the greater Houston area, including one-on-one and group strength training sessions and walking and running training programs to help you train for everything from a 5K to marathon level. He also offers metabolic testing, corporate wellness, lunch and learn sessions, and more. Live outside of the Houston area? No problem. Michael will soon be offering online fitness and run coaching services no matter where you live. For more information on Michael's programs and fitness services, check out both of his websites at merlinofitness.com and inflightrunning.com. You may also email Michael at info@merlinofitness.com or call him at 713-523-2577. Don't just race, run off the beaten path with Run in Texas. Run in Texas events take you on running adventures in great Texas destinations and reward you with good food, great beer, a post-race party, and t-shirts you're proud to wear. Run in Texas events happen all over the Lone Star State, from moonlit beaches to wooded trails, vineyards to microbreweries, and DFW to South Padre Island. Run in Texas has one goal, to create great running events in the coolest places in Texas. So don't just race, run in Texas. Check out our race calendar at runintexas.com.
Follow the Voice America Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at Voice America TRN. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/Voice America TRN or follow along with us at Voice America TRN, the Voice America Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media. Can you keep up?
Looking for exciting video content live and on demand? Visit www.voiceamerica.tv for exclusive content you just can't find anywhere else. That's voiceamerica.tv. Tune in now.
You are listening to In Flight Running with Coach Michael Merlino. We want to hear from you on today's show. Call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. If you're not near a phone or listening on demand, send us an email to info@inflightrunning.com. Now, back to In Flight Running.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Coach Michael Merlino, and you're listening to In Flight Running. Let's continue our discussion today, guys, on proper gait. And I want to also review the primary components of gait, okay? So it's a lot more complicated than what a lot of people think. So I want you really today focus and get your head wrapped around this stuff. And I'm going to also share with you a great online video resource that I think is the most brilliant 6 minutes of explaining what running gait should look like from a world-class coach. So we'll go over that in a few, okay? First off, you know, as I mentioned, you know, gait's pretty visual, so it's kind of tough for me on a radio show like this to really explain it, but I'm going to attempt to do that today, knowing that it's very visual. It's something you have to see and feel and look at. So I obviously that's part of my business. I'm always assessing gait, so and you can't do that unless you watch someone run and give them feedback on it, okay? So want to keep that in mind. So today I want you to try to envision what I'm discussing, you know, kind of put into your mind and how that would play out with you personally with your own running gait and what you do every time you lace them up and go out the door. Some of the stuff you can pick up on right away and make some easy adjustments without having to see yourself run. But later we'll talk about video gait analysis or maybe hiring a coach to maybe take a look at your gait and help you fine tune that, okay? So of course, getting on your if I got you on a running track and I could personally show you some of these techniques, which we do with our group, and I'm about to launch some video gait technology here in Houston with my runners, so we can show them literally what they're doing, telestrate it, break it down for them step by step, and then we can do like a before after shot of what they're doing, which is really cool, and that's how really people really learn, is that visual part of it. Okay. So I mentioned earlier that, and this went back a few years ago, I was doing some research on gait with runners, trying to drill down a little bit deeper, and I found this great coach out there. His name is Coach Bobby McGee. He's a world-class running coach. He's coached Olympians. He's coached Ironman competitors. He's big in running. I believe he's based in Boulder now, but he's a South African coach, and you guys want to go check out, I think it's Bobby McGee Running, or just Google him. It's McGee, but brilliant guy. Just does the best job of explaining everything running. And even for you guys that are triathletes, you'd really dig some of his stuff on cycling and swimming technique and things like that too. But his specialty has always been running. So he's got a great video out there. It's probably the best 6 minutes. 6 minute explanation of explaining what proper running form should look like. Now, keep in mind, there's been many world class runners. Some come to mind. Johnson, the U.S. sprinter. Coaches always said, you know, you don't change that with your gait. You're never going to be world class. And some people have proven a lot of these coaches wrong. So I want to stress that we make changes in gait, But if God, you know, God built you a certain way, sometimes you want to mess with that too much. If you're getting results from it, you're not, and you're injury free, and that's comfy for you, great. But I think you can always kind of tweak some of these things too. So it's a great little video out there. You guys can check it out online. I'm going to throw it up on the Facebook page, facebook.com/inflightrunning. I'll put it out there so you can actually link to it. I believe I got a, oh, and just a little bit more on Bobby's video. It's pretty technical in nature. So it's one of those videos. It's 6 minutes, but he goes over a lot of anatomy, a lot of joint and muscle action that happens through gait while you're running. Well worth it, but I'm just going to warn you now, it's something you're just not going to get it if you just watch it once. You're going to have to play it, probably play it over 5 or 6 times, spend a half hour with it, and you know, just kind of focus on those things where you're like, wow, that's definitely me. I'm doing that incorrectly, and make some of those tweak it, make, you know, fine tune your gait off of that. The title of the video is Running Mechanics with Bobby McGee. You could probably go to YouTube and search that. To make it easy to find here, I created a little tiny URL. So go to tinyurl.com/BobbyGate. That's BobbyGait. tinyurl.com/BobbyGate. And that links over to my in-flight running YouTube channel, which links over to that video, so you can watch it right there. So, I mean, I highly recommend this guy. Just, I don't even waste my time anymore. I mean, I've found other things out there that are great, but this is so good that when I start my marathon season, in fact, we're about a month in now, so I'll probably email it out to all my runners, my newbies in my 5K, 10K group. Anybody of any runner of any stature can learn a lot from this video. So definitely check it out. And I'll link it on the Facebook page. Okay. So getting back into gait, what does proper gait look like? So let's talk about proper gait and how that should look for most long distance runners. You know, short distance runners too, but this talk today is really more towards marathoners, because you guys just spend so much more time on your feet. So you really got to get the gait issues in check for sure, okay? A couple of visuals that have helped me think about proper gait and what needs to happen with your body. One would be an explanation of proper running gait, envisioning yourself running on hot coals, okay? And if you got to run on hot coals, obviously you're going to minimize your ground contact time, or you're going to burn your feet up. So staying on the ground too long would get you burned doing that. And as a runner, we're going to talk about this later, staying too much ground contact at plant is one of the biggest reasons runners get injured. Okay. So you want to be aware of that. So you want to be, you know, pretty quick turnover with your feet. Don't waste too much time on ground contact, regardless of what you weigh. It's all relative to what you weigh. Obviously, if you weigh more, you may spend a little bit more time on the ground compared to somebody who's 98 pounds or whatever. Okay. But just be aware of that. The other explanation of proper running gait I learned from one of my longtime sports doc buddies, and he described proper running gait is like gingerly running across a creaky hardwood floor, but trying to minimize the amount of sound or creaky sounds you make when you're doing that. So that sounds weird, but you know, I live in an old pier and beam home that was built in the 1930s. I've got a hardwood floor, and I've played with that a little bit. I've actually taught my son how to run like that. He's 10, and it works. But just minimizing how much noise you make or shuffling of your feet at contact, it works pretty well. Okay, so those are just two visual things I'd give you on what proper gait would look like. Just being light on your feet, nice and loose, and trying to just not be too heavy. Okay, there's five big, I call it the big five things of proper gait, the components of proper gait. So these, you can get pretty detailed with these things. So I'm going to kind of give you the general take on these. But ground contact, time, which we just talked about, how much time do you spend on ground contact, okay? So you want to be, if you're watching some of these Kenyan guys, you got it looks like they float, guys. They're barely coming off the ground. So when you plant your foot and push off, you don't want to mess around. You want to plant, push off with your toes, and that back leg is coming back, grabbing the ground, making contact, keeping it moving. So again, a lot of recent studies have shown that minimizing ground contact will reduce your risk of injury. And those runners that even take even a split second longer at ground contact are more injured runners. Okay, it's pretty interesting. Cadence or foot speed would be number two. That's how quickly your feet move. You know, we look at stride length too, but they're finding that runners that get upwards of, I think, 180, they're the 180 range, 180 steps per minute is the most efficient. You can count your steps. If you're way off of that, you know, just being a little bit quicker with your foot speed can really help. But a lot of times to do that, you have to bring your stride length down a little bit, okay? Vertical displacement is another one. That's how high you elevate your feet. You don't want to spend a lot of time elevating your feet as a runner. It's very inefficient. If you're running like an antelope coming way off the ground, you're going to be more injured. So you want to be a low rider, barely lifting those feet off the ground, okay? Trunk oscillation is another one, or trunk rotation. You want to minimize the amount of trunk rotation. We're going to get into that a little bit detail later. More of an issue with women because of the hips, like I mentioned earlier. Guys, it's a little bit easier on that. But yeah, too much trunk rotation will mess with your gait big time. And then core and spinal stability. This is how you stand up, how you stretch out your spine and run tall. And, you know, not sagging at the pelvis, not sagging at the core. That usually has a lot to do with core strength and stability, which you can work on in the gym doing some cross training. Okay. So those are the big five. How much time you spend on ground contact, your cadence or your foot speed, vertical displacement, how high you come up off the ground when you run, which we want to minimize, trunk rotation, and the strength of your core, or how well you stand upright when you run. Okay. So let's take a quick break, guys. It's time to take a break here. Just want to remind you that you can join our free running newsletter full of training tips, invites to free live webinars, and more by texting InFlight to 22828. Remember, we're taking live callers today, so you can call us at 866-472-5792. We'll be back. When we return, I'll discuss gait from head to toe and ways to fine-tune it. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Don't just race, run off the beaten path with Run in Texas. Run in Texas events take you on running adventures in great Texas destinations and reward you with good food, great beer, a post-race party, and t-shirts you're proud to wear. Run in Texas events happen all over the Lone Star State, from moonlit beaches to wooded trails, vineyards to microbreweries, and DFW to South Padre Island. Run in Texas has one goal, to create great running events in the coolest places in Texas. So don't just race, run in Texas. Check out our race calendar at runintexas.com. Have you been struggling to lose weight, get in shape, take your fitness to the next level, or train up for that next big event or race? Maybe it's time to hire a professional to help you build that momentum you need. Fitness trainer and running coach Michael Merlino can help you get back into the fitness game with results-driven programs focused on your health and athletic goals. Michael offers a wide array of services in the greater Houston area, including one-on-one and group strength training sessions and walking and running training programs to help you train for everything from a 5K to marathon level. He also offers metabolic testing, corporate wellness, lunch and learn sessions, and more. Live outside of the Houston area? No problem. Michael will soon be offering online fitness and run coaching services no matter where you live. For more information on Michael's programs and fitness services, check out both of his websites at merlinofitness.com and inflightrunning.com. You may also email Michael at info@merlinofitness.com or call him at 713-523-2577. What sets apart VoiceAmerica.tv from the other video content providers on the Internet? Choice and flexibility means that you can host your video content live or on demand on the main VoiceAmerica.tv channels through your own branded media player or your own private TV channel. We support multiple media formats, so all of your video content can be in one place. We offer a number of advertising and video packages. For more information, visit VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
Get the news on our shows and other happenings by following us on Twitter. Find us at VoiceAmericaTRN or Twitter.com/VoiceAmericaTRN.
You are listening to In Flight Running with Coach Michael Merlino. We want to hear from you on today's show. Call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. If you're not near a phone or listening on demand, send us an email to info@inflightrunning.com. Now, back to In Flight Running.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Coach Michael Merlino, and you're listening to In Flight Running. During this next segment, I want to talk about the many smaller things that make up gait and how you guys can really, you know, what really has to happen head to toe for proper gait, so you guys can break it down further and work on some very subtle things I think will make a huge difference in your running, okay? Gait's a pretty fundamental thing, so I think that most runners, you know, I think a lot of runners are just looking for the big things, man, you know? Listen, we do speed training in our program. We do hill training. I do outdoor strength training classes for runners to work on, you know, pelvic strength and hip strength and all this other stuff. But if fundamentally your gait is flawed, I would really start there before you get too fancy with a lot of your training, okay? Because that's the whole essence of running, like literally what happens as you're on 2 feet going from point A to point B, okay? Remember the 1% rule. I've mentioned this on other shows, but don't try to hit the home run all the time. Focus on very small incremental improvements every day. And I think gait is that one area where you can really start with and really, you know, kind of crank up your running a notch, okay? So the first thing I want to make you guys aware of before I get into the head-to-toe discussion on what happens with the body when you're running and gait and all that is, you know, the question I would ask you is, are you in the right running shoes? Or are your shoes toast at this point and need to be replaced? Because both of those things can change your gait without even without you doing anything adversely at all. So I think proper shoe fit is huge. And then obviously shoes that are too worn out and start breaking down, they're going to break your body down. So, you know, it's an investment to make, guys, but you know, you shouldn't have more than a few hundred miles on a pair of shoes. You need to get rid of them. Normally if there's knee or heel pain that pops up or pain on the bottom of your foot and you haven't changed anything with your running, chances are you'll look at your shoes and you'll find out they're probably toast and you probably need to replace those, okay? So another thing that happens is the manufacturer, you may have your favorite shoe and then the manufacturer, whoever it may be, decides that their R&D people decide to change the shoe. So then you've got a shoe that used to work for you and now it's changing your gait adversely and it may be time to hit the rack and maybe find a new make and model, okay? I'd go to a specialty shoe store for sure, not the big box stores, because you're usually going to get better service there. And I like to take them for a test drive outdoors if they let you get in front of the store and actually run with them outside. My guys in Fleet Feet let you do that, Fleet Feet Houston. They have a treadmill in there, sure, but I think you're better off just going outside and just rocking them a few blocks, you know, a block down and see how they feel, okay? So the shoes are very important, and that can change your gait adversely, okay? Another thing I see that changes gait adversely, and I'm old school, I do run with music once in a while when I run on my own, and I'm on a, like a trail or something. because it's safe to do that. But I see a ton of runners that are compromising their gait by what they're by how they're wearing their music apparatus. Okay, I'm not a big fan of arm holders for your iPhone because there's no way around it. You're going to have one arm that's a few ounces heavier, and that's going to mess with your gait over 10, 12, 15, 16 miles, okay? Especially when you get up those high miles, okay? I just see a lot of people literally, they're kicking one arm out more than the other because they're trying to avoid, you know, their arm hitting their earbud, you know, their earbuds and things. And so I'd be really aware of that. I just, a lot of times I'm behind runners and I'm watching them run with their music. And I'm like, man, if that dude only knew how he's changing his gait just because of his music. I'm a big, you know, I like waist pouches. I got some great ones out there. Putting your iPhone in that, so it's at the center of your body, it's not getting in the way. So just be aware of that. They can change your gait dramatically, which can really mess with your running, okay? I like days where you just have an electronics free day where you just go out there and run loosely without all that mess, okay? So I'm going to go over quickly some things. And we're going to start from the head and go literally all the way down the toe and give you guys an idea of what proper running gait looks like. So maybe I'll just put the PowerPoint slides of this up so you guys can see this too, because that way you could go through and literally highlight the things you need to work on and then kind of put that into your plan. But first would be your head position. So you want, obviously your head should be level. Your line of sight should not be at the ground, but in front of you, about 30 to 40 yards. And you want to minimize your neck rotation. A lot of times these headset things, like I said, I see some additional neck rotation going on. So be aware of that. The visual I'll give you is if you were running at night, just like you drive your car at night and your car throws out a beam of light up from your headlights. If you're a runner, you're like a car and you're throwing out, let's say you had a headlamp on and you're throwing out a beam of light, say 30, 40 yards, that's where you want your field of vision to be. So always be looking ahead, picking human targets, picking something that's forward, not down, because the average human head weighs 10 to 12 pounds. You tilt your head too far down and now you're front loading your quads and that actually does change your gait and you may have too much bend from even the hips, okay? So keep that in mind. Head level, nice posture, looking forward, okay? Torso or trunk position. As I mentioned, you want to stand tall. You want to stretch your spine out vertically. Stand up tall, like your mama used to tell you. Slight lean forward, almost as if, like if I pushed you from behind, you'd almost literally fall forward. Chest lifted high. That's men and ladies. Ladies obviously have more area up there, but still you want to kind of lift the chest up. Abs tucked in to avoid a slouch forward. Your shoulder blades should be tucked together and ready to engage with every swing of your arm as you bring that arm forward. Much of the power in your gait originates at the mid-back with your arm swing when that elbow cocks back and those mid-back muscles, the rhomboids, fire and that arm is propelled forward, which allows the opposite leg to gain momentum. So, at push-off, okay? So stand up tall. You want to generate all that power from the mid-back, okay? That's all the torso stuff. Shoulders, you want to pin those back. You want to keep them low and relaxed, okay? Along with that chest lift that I mentioned. Shoulders kind of stabilize the arms to allow them to crank and do their thing efficiently, okay? That's why I'm a huge believer that every runner should be stronger across the board, but should definitely be doing some shoulder strengthening. Very important. Ladies too, you guys get in the gym and do some good old fashioned strength training. That really helps reduce arm fatigue, and arm fatigue is going to always help reduce fatigue in the lower extremity. So those quads and hamstrings and glutes don't wear out as quickly. Okay. Number six would be arms and hands. So for the most efficient running, your arm speed should always be in sync with your legs. A lot of times I see runners, the arms are a tad bit slower than the legs, and that's just not efficient. They should always be cranked. Your limbs should always be in sync between your arms and your legs, okay? If the legs pick up the pace, the arms need to crank faster and follow suit, okay? When you pick up the pace, you should be pumping the arms faster and you should elevate the elbows and the wrists a little bit higher. You want to maintain 90 degrees with your arms the best you can. You shouldn't have much bend or flexion at the elbow at all. But once again, as I mentioned earlier, you should want to swing from the mid-back and the shoulders, okay? The arm swing should not have your hands meeting at the midline of the body or the torso. They can come slightly into the inside of the body, but you don't want to crank them out too much to the center. And you definitely don't want to kick your elbows out too far because that's going to make your hips rotate too much. Okay, and then too much hip rotation is very inefficient, and that can be the beginning stages of injuries downstream in the lower leg. Okay, hands should be more in a thumbs up position, nice loose closed grip. This may sound hokey, but think of running with a potato chip in each hand or holding a butterfly in each hand. You don't want to crush the butterfly or the potato chip while you're running. So I'll use that little visual for people. Don't be gripping too much with your hands, and don't be too loose. Your hands are flopping all over the place either because it's not too aerodynamic. Okay. Hips and pelvis. A lot of stuff here, guys, but yeah, a lot of the how you stabilize from the hips and pelvis has a lot to do with what type of runner you are. So a lot of issues here. This is more of an issue with ladies, as I mentioned, because they have wider hips. Too much trunk rotation is too inefficient, and it's usually a sign of muscles that are too tight in the pelvic area or that are too weak. So once again, just because you're a runner doesn't mean you don't want to go in the gym and strengthen, especially the hip muscles, okay? The culprit I usually see, and I usually see this with my sports docs too, is the gluteus medius, which is the upper glute muscles. Those guys help stabilize the pelvis while you're running. Those guys get too weak and too tight, and it creates problems with your gait. Okay. You don't want to bend too much from the trunk. We call this avoiding the butt in the bucket, like you've got your butt sitting in a bucket backwards behind you, because that can really mess with your knees, okay? With women, I always look at the ponytail swing, okay? If their ponytail is in a pendulum side to side when I watch them from behind running, I don't even have to look at their hips. I know they got pretty good hip action. If the ponytail is flying literally all over the place, normally I'll look low and there's way too much pelvic rotation, and that's normally a strength or a flexibility issue, okay? So let me continue on gait. We're going to take a quick break. We still have time for listener questions, guys. So during this final segment, call us at 866-472-5792. When we return, I'll talk about ways to assess your running gait and improve it. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you been struggling to lose weight, get in shape, take your fitness to the next level, or train up for that next big event or race? Maybe it's time to hire a professional to help you build that momentum you need. Fitness trainer and running coach Michael Merlino can help you get back into the fitness game with results-driven programs focused on your health and athletic goals. Michael offers a wide array of services in the greater Houston area, including one-on-one and group strength training sessions and walking and running training programs to help you train for everything from a 5K to marathon level. He also offers metabolic testing, corporate wellness, lunch and learn sessions, and more. Live outside of the Houston area? No problem. Michael will soon be offering online fitness and run coaching services no matter where you live. For more information on Michael's programs and fitness services, check out both of his websites at merlinofitness.com and inflightrunning.com. You may also email Michael at info@merlinofitness.com or call him at 713-523-2577.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network wherever you go. In addition to listening live, you can check out information about your favorite talk show hosts, discover new talk show personalities, add shows to your list of favorites, and listen to all our show archives on demand, all from your iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market, and get ready to tune in. The Voice America mobile app, powered by Aircast.
Don't just race, run off the beaten path with Run in Texas. Run in Texas events take you on running adventures in great Texas destinations and reward you with good food, great beer, a post-race party, and t-shirts you're proud to wear. Run in Texas events happen all over the Lone Star State, from moonlit beaches to wooded trails, vineyards to microbreweries, and DFW to South Padre Island. Run in Texas has one goal, to create great running events in the coolest places in Texas. So don't just race, run in Texas. Check out our race calendar at runintexas.com.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to In Flight Running with Coach Michael Merlino. We want to hear from you on today's show. Call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. If you're not near a phone or listening on demand, send us an email to info@inflightrunning.com. Now, back to In Flight Running.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Coach Michael Merlino, and you're listening to In Flight Running. I'm going to wrap up our head-to-toe discussion on gait, guys, and then after that, we're going to wrap it up today and close with some ways you can assess your gait and improve it further, okay? So let's go back. I think we're just talking about hips and pelvis. So we're going to pick it up with lower legs. So with running, usually the big muscles kind of know what to do. The quads, the glutes, calf muscles and things. So if you're not too tight and bound up or not, and you're not, you know, major weak in those areas, those guys kind of know what to do, or they learn fairly quickly. If you do have, you don't want to have too much bend at the knee, though. I see some people, like I talked about the butt and the bucket, where their butt's backwards too far and their knees bent too much, and that'll put a lot of load on the calf muscles and the Achilles tendon. Of course, your lower leg stance has a lot to do with your foot action. We're going to get into that next. And what type of shoe you're wearing. So, you want to make sure you got the right shoes. And speaking of feet, we're going to move on to that next. Okay, so that's probably the most important. The feet are your platform. So, obviously, everything kind of starts there. You plant your body weight there. So, your foot plant should occur under the hip. So, your foot should be planting right up underneath the hip. If I was videotaping you sideways, not too far in front of the hip and not too far behind, or you're going to experience knee or ankle issues. There's been a lot written on foot plant. There's been books written on foot plant. There's been books written on running in barefoot, okay? I'm just not a big believer on all these extreme things. I think you guys as runners need to just figure it out on your own, see what's comfy and experiment. And just find out what works for you. There's just tons of different shoes out there, okay? You want to find one that obviously doesn't change your gait and just makes you more comfy with your gait, okay? At plant, you should gently roll forward, allowing your toes to grab the ground, spread slightly, and of course you're pushing off with your big toe. Your big toe does most of the work. I've been ultra aware of my foot plant and that toe spread. Best way I could tell you about this is, as soon as those toes plant, you should have just a light toe spread where all those toes are kind of taking all of that, your body weight in, and then that big toe kind of pushes off, okay? So that's the feet, okay? I'm going to move on and talk a little bit about ways you can improve your gait. And I know some of the new watches have some pretty cool things. The Garmin 610, I believe, has a few things in there that kind of hit those main components of gait I mentioned. They have something that measures your cadence or foot speed. It's a sensor in there. I think it's on the foot pod. If you do the chest strap, which obviously a lot of these manufacturers going away from chest strap, but the chest strap has something that measures vertical oscillation or your trunk rotation, gives you a measurement of that. Pretty technical in nature, so you got to read over your Garmin manual, but you can get a measure of that and see that improve with your gait. It measures time spent at ground contact, which I mentioned. If that goes down, or you're spending less time on contact, you're going to probably be a less injured runner, okay? And then how high you're elevating, or vertical displacement or vertical elevation. This is one reason, guys, I don't think that runners should be doing JJ Watt workouts, jumping off of plyo boxes and CrossFit classes, okay? Runners spend their time moving forward. They're not. I wouldn't be too concerned with vertical leap. There's some things you can do to help with strength in the lower body, but I'm not a big believer in doing a lot of plyo work. A lot of it will get you injured if you don't quite know what you're doing or you don't have a proper coach. Okay, so I just want to warn you that. Okay, it's not going to help much with your running. All right, coach assessment's great. So if you guys can find a coach in your area, I would Google running coach gait analysis or whatever, and find a coach that can throw you on a track, have you warm up, have you stretch out, and run fluid, and just watch you from behind, watch you from forward stance, coming at them sideways, and give you some feedback on that. I do that a lot with a lot of runners here in Houston. They don't, even if they don't run or I don't coach them, I offer that as a service where I can actually look at their gait. Video gait is powerful too. So I'm kind of rolling that out here in July. So it takes it to another level because you capture all this on video and you can play it back. You can telestrate it. You can show them foot plant, all these little things we talked about today. Make it visual. I can then upload that in the cloud and they can look at that stuff and they can make adjustments on their gait. And then we can do a before after video, which is really cool. So that gait improves on your after shot. You're going to be going places with your running probably a lot faster. Okay. So if you're interested in that, again, you can go to inflightrunning.com or email us at info@inflightrunning. That's a new service we're launching in July, okay? Strength training's big. As I've mentioned in previous shows, I did a whole show on strength training, so look in the archives for that. But the main reason runners break down or have kind of lousy gait is because they're just weak. I'm a big believer that runners need to have some type of strength training in their program. So I think it's the missing link to weight loss too. And if you lose body weight, that's automatically going to help improve your posture and your gait. Okay. Flexibility is big. So you definitely want to get in a yoga class. Be careful with a lot of the yoga things. I'm not a yoga expert, nor do I want to be. There's so many different types of yoga, and you want to pick one that's going to complement your running, not create any undue issues with it. So get with a qualified yoga instructor and get some feedback on that, okay? A lot of cities have a sports guy, dynamic stretching type of guy that you can hook up with. It'll kind of show you some stretches you can do, okay? So we talked a lot about gait today. Hopefully you guys can put this stuff into play. I would start there because gait is who you are as a runner, guys. It's a snapshot in time of who you are now. And I would want all you guys, my hope for all of you would be that you want to improve that gait so you can be a better runner. So you can be a faster runner and you can start crushing some of these races out there, okay? If you live in the greater Houston area and have your goals set to finish your first or your 10th marathon, I'd love for you to be on my in-flight team. We offer serious coaching and great support. Great group of folks. So we're open now for registration through August. For more information, you can go to inflightrunning.com. And then if you have questions on today's show, I'll try to get some of those resources up on the Facebook page. You can email me at info@inflightrunning.com or post those on our Facebook page. Thanks again to our show sponsor today, Run in Texas. Check out all the races at runintexas.com. So in closing today, thanks once again for listening, number one. Before I leave you today, I've got some gait homework for you, okay? So first off, take some of these tips for a test drive this week when you go for a run. Do the full head-to-toe assessment and kind of tweak it a bit where you're weak. Remember, those small adjustments can really help you improve as a runner. Second, check out Bobby McGee's video I referenced. Again, you can go to tinyurl.com/BobbyGate. That's B-O-B-B-Y-G-A-I-T, which links over to the InFlight YouTube channel. Remember, it's always a good day to start a running program or grab a run, because running really does change everything in life, guys. So thanks for tuning in today. I hope you join us the next time on the InFlight Running Radio Show on the Voice America Network. Have a great weekend and 4th of July. And as always, run strong and onward to the finish line. Take care.
Thanks for tuning in to In Flight Running with your host, Coach Michael Merlino. Be sure to check us out again next Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a great weekend and run strong.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.